Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Good Soil Podcast, where the Word of God meets ears, minds, and hearts, and by His grace grows a great harvest. I'm Aaron Fesenmeyer, pastor of York Evangelical Free Church, right here at the crossroads of the Midwest, York, Nebraska. And I am so grateful you joined in today. We've been making our way as a church through the New Testament, and this week we come to what we know as the second letter to the Corinthians. As we get started, we need to know that some time has passed between Paul's writing 1 Corinthians and this letter. Paul even mentions in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 3 through 4, of a possible third letter written to the Corinthians between what we know as 1 Corinthians and 2 Corinthians. That doesn't mean that our New Testament is missing books. The Apostle Paul was an apostle, but not everything he may have written was inspired by the Holy Spirit. The letters that we have are, and they've been preserved for us. And I mention this because some of what Paul is going to talk about in 2 Corinthians is the direct result of the Corinthian church responding to what Paul wrote in the 1 Corinthians letter. They took seriously what he had to say, and I think we should learn from that. So should we. We should take seriously what he has to say. We often think of the Apostle Paul as the logic guy of the New Testament, the theologian, the doctrine guy. And in some sense, those are true. He was very skilled in presenting theology and doctrine in a very logical way. I mean, we went through Romans and it was so tightly packed. But we should not forget, and not read any of the other letters either, we should not forget that Paul is a Christian and a human being. He's not a logic machine. He not only thought, but felt very deeply about what he said. And in 2 Corinthians, this depth comes out. The tone of this letter is very personal. And there are some autobiographical sections of the letter, and we see that Paul is very passionate about instructing and helping the Corinthian church. The big theme, the big idea of 2 Corinthians is tied to this, and that's God communicates through the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians that God's power in the life of the Christian is made perfect. It displays itself through suffering and weakness. It is so powerful to learn, as Paul shares in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, that the mighty apostle, this man who is as close to God as perhaps anyone, was given what he calls a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to harass him. And we're not told exactly what this is, but Paul says he pleaded three times with the Lord to take it away. And we get to hear God's response from verse 9, where God tells Paul, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." Paul wants the Corinthian church to know, and we can know from him telling them, that God will be faithful and full of grace to us in the midst of suffering and weakness. And that's actually a blessed position for us to be in, not a cursed position. Paul wrote this not just to comfort the church, however. He wrote this actually as a counter to false teachers, super apostles, as it were, that were gaining a following in the church, a minority, but still had a following in the church. And they were saying that Paul suffered too much to be sent from the Lord. And there seems to be no shortage of teaching in our day that suggests that suffering as a Christian can be altogether avoided, that sin need not be put to death, that what makes a Christian really mature is their strength instead of their weakness. What God, through Paul, would speak very plainly is that Christ himself came in weakness, and through it lives by the power of God, as chapter 13, verse 4 says. We too are to follow that example, God being magnified with our dependence on him. For the church, in addition to false teaching, there is a human tendency toward resting not on the sufficiency of Christ, but wanting to add to it with the works of the law, that is, obedience that does not trust Christ as sufficient for justifying us, sanctifying us, and glorifying us in himself. Paul wanted his readers, they're actually hearers, as the apostles' letters were usually read aloud when the church gathered together. He wanted his hearers to rest on Christ alone, receive God's grace alone through faith alone. Sounds like Protestant Reformation teaching, doesn't it? Well, it's here in our New Testament. Paul also wrote this to encourage the Corinthians to look beyond themselves. They were to love God's church in other places and to be, as new creations in Christ, about what Paul calls the ministry of reconciliation, where the church is to proclaim the gospel of Jesus to lost sinners. God has done the work of making reconciliation with him possible through the death and resurrection of his son Jesus, and the church, in Jesus' name, now is able to minister to their needs in a manner of reconciliation. And we trust, we depend on, and we display the God of all comfort as the church, as we serve as ministers of reconciliation. And Paul wants to get that across. This is a wonderful letter that we are blessed to have in our Bibles. I could always say more about these letters, but we need to go read it ourselves. As we start this book, let me pray for us as we receive God's word in the second letter to the Corinthians. Father of mercies and God of all comfort, we thank you for comforting and reminding us of your word. Help us to know your sufficient grace as we depend on you for all things. Please give us understanding as we read this letter to your church, and grant us to be even more effective ministers of reconciliation because of it. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for listening to the Good Soil Podcast. I'm enjoying reading the Bible with you and introducing each book to you. Let me encourage you as you read. Keep reading, keep hearing his voice. His voice is worth hearing. Until I talk with you next, may God reap a great harvest in our midst as his word grows in good soil.